way parents can encourage their children to go to confession is first and foremost to be a model themselves and to seek confession. So if they see mom and dad going to confession, it's that much easier for a parent to tell, you know, Johnny and Susie, why don't you make an appointment with Father so-and-so and have that conversation, and you'll see all the blessings that I've received.
As we discuss the theme of renewal, we can't forget about the value of confession. We've invited Father Alexander Gussetis, the pastor of Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, to address when we should start talking about confession with our children. Father Alexander, welcome.
Thank you, Father Chris. A joy to be with you.
Confession, as we know, is the sacrament of reconciliation in the Orthodox Church. And we've addressed this topic several times on OCN. But we haven't talked about confession within the context of children. So let's ask the question, when could or should parents start talking about confession with their children?
In my own experience, there's not a hard and fast rule. And quite frankly, my first confession was not until I was 27 years old and I was at the seminary. And since that time into the present, it's really such a cornerstone in my own spiritual development and accountability. Mm-hmm. And I think back of the lost opportunities that I didn't take advantage of starting confession as a child. And so now, as a father of three children and as a parish priest, I've encouraged parents and children to begin considering confession from around the age of seven. But that's not a hard and fast rule for others, but it seems to have worked well in my own ministry and with my own children.
Well, I can hear somebody saying, come on, Father, seven seems young. What sins could these kids have done at 7 years old?
That warrants confession. That's a good point, Father. My response to that would be that you're right. A seven-year-old probably will not have tremendous burdens and serious issues to talk about. But the importance is in getting comfortable with the process of sitting down with the priest, of saying the prayers that we offer before and after, to have the child feel comfortable so that when life gets more complicated as they age, they'll feel very comfortable and know that I can go to confession. I know Father John, I know Father Chris will be open to listening to me and to dealing with these important issues. So for me, it's the process, but it's also the relational dimension. We talk about the incarnation of Christ and the relational dimension, and I think so much of what we do in the parish and in the church is about relationships. And so by starting at around seven, the child has the opportunity to relate to the priest. The priest becomes a more well-known and connected and accessible person to the child, and so you're really forming those important bonds of relationship at a very young age.
So let's go a little bit deeper, Father Alexander. And how do we approach the topic of confession with young children? I mean, how do we instigate, let's say, that conversation?
Right. The truth is, when a 7 or 8 year old comes in, they're probably going to be very intimidated and not even know where to start or what to say. So I think what a priest may consider and what I've done is to simply form very gentle questions. For example, I'll say, Mary, the three most important areas of your life right now are your family, your church, and your school. Let's look at each one of them and see how things are going in each of those areas of your life. Mm-hmm. Now, so who lives in your home? And so Mary will describe the people in the home. Do you get along well with your parents? Do you feel loved? Do you feel happy? And the same thing with school, the same thing with church. So that you're not interrogating, but you're asking gentle questions so that the child can participate. And also, in a secondary manner, the priest can gather some information, pastoral information, so that they can have a sense of who this child is and is there anything I need to follow up on regarding the family. Not the specifics of the confession, but to really get a pastoral picture of the child.
I guess what I'm hearing from you then is that part of the issue is familiarity with the priest, with the sacrament, with the prayers, which makes us comfortable then to go into that safe space, especially a child, and be able to open up. Is that what you're saying?
That's it exactly, Father. And the more that children and eventually adults become comfortable, confession will be seen for what it really is. because it's a healing and a hopeful sacrament. It's not a shaming sacrament. So by beginning that process very young, it becomes so much easier when life gets more complicated that a child or an adult will feel comfortable knowing, I want to go to this sacrament and receive God's grace and healing and wholeness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And part of the problem I've seen over time is that people are actually afraid to bear their sin or bear their difficulties with the priest because the priest might actually think differently of them.
Right.
Can you address that issue for us?
Yes, Father. To be honest with you, before I became an ordained priest, I also wondered about that. How will I look upon people who are confessing very intimate and important things? And I can tell you with complete honesty and sincerity that I end up having more respect for a person who comes to confession because this person is making themselves vulnerable, seeking the healing and mercy of God, and they want to grow closer in their faith. They want to place their trust in God and receive wisdom and guidance from the church. And I think, again, once that relationship builds, the person going to confession will feel that comfortable as well, knowing that Father John or Father Chris is not judging me. They really are an encouraging person and want to bring about wholeness and healing.
You know, it truly is a humbling experience when you have people come to you now. I've been doing it for 3 decades. And
sure.
When people come to you and they bear themselves and their sin to Christ, then you are the witness to that. And the instrument of the Holy Spirit and grace to the forgiveness.
Yes.
It is very humbling. I agree with you 100%, Father, 100%. Let's go a different way. Many people will say today, Father, there's really no benefit in my going to church. I mean, I can seek God on the golf course. I can go to, I guess you'll get my preference. I can go to Dunkin' Donuts for coffee and talk to the walls. I mean, people come up with all kinds of stuff.
Right,
about
right.
Where God's presence is. So how do we talk about the benefits of confession when people don't even think they need to bring their kids to church?
If I was speaking with an adult, I would say that confession encourages accountability. For myself, I can stand in front of my icons and convince myself of anything. But when I go to confession myself, my spiritual father can say, hey, are you considering this? Are you looking at this?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a real feedback and a pushback that takes place that I think is very, very important for us to follow the path that the church is teaching us and not decide for myself what mm-hmm. works best. Because if I'm deciding for myself how to apply the faith, I will easily be misled and deceive myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way parents can encourage their children to go to confession is first and foremost to be a model themselves and to seek confession. We as parents have to model to our children that confession is an important dimension of our spiritual development. So if they see mom and dad going to confession, it's that much easier for a parent to tell, you know, Johnny and Susie, why don't you make an appointment with Father so-and-so and have that conversation, and you'll see all the blessings that I've received.
Let's talk about how children or kids, as we're referring to, know when it's time to go to confession. I mean, how can a priest, a youth worker, or a parent help a child who needs confession but just doesn't know it?
2 things for us to consider. One is, as a shepherd of the sheep, the parish priest can recognize signs within a family, and that's the benefit of a priest, that they get to know the whole network, the whole family system, and not just the individual. So the priest may recognize signs within a family structure that there's a need for confession.
Mm-hmm.
Or the parent may recognize that the child, they have a drop in grades, or they've become withdrawn, or there's other signs that maybe is a red flag that maybe the child needs to consider confession. But I think the other way to kind of frame it is on a positive note, and to emphasize the positive aspects of confession, the joys and blessings of life. I think if we broaden slightly how we understand confession, that it's not just reading a list of sins and receiving absolution, but it's as if we're looking at all of your life, how life and faith are intersecting. And so that conversation with the child would not just be limited to the sins that are being confessed, but to talk about what are your hopes, what are your dreams, what is your path as you move towards the future? Mm-hmm. And I understand that moves into kind of spiritual direction, which may not exactly fit under the sacrament of confession. But for me personally, and I'm just speaking for myself and not for the church as a whole, that I think there's some latitude there for a priest to utilize a broader conversation with children in confession to offer them a path going into the future as they mature.
One final question, Father. This has been very helpful. Since we're talking about minors and confession, what responsibility do you have to report abuse or if there's a danger to themselves or to others?
There is. A priest does have certain ecclesiastical and civil responsibilities. Just to give reassurance to parents as well, the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese has implemented a sexual misconduct policy to protect children and to recognize that the priest has a sacred responsibility, and that's a very clearly laid out program to protect our children. But in terms of the children themselves, a priest, first of all, has to know the laws in their particular state. If they are aware of some kind of abuse, whether physical or sexual or otherwise, they need to communicate either to a Children's Protective Services in that state or to the police. And each state has their own specific rules. So it's, mm-hmm. it's imperative that a priest learn what the civil responsibilities are, reporting responsibilities, so that when they are confronted with a serious issue with a child, that they can report that accordingly.
Thank you very much, Father Alexander. I'm sure this is going to be very helpful to our listeners.
Thank you very much. A joy to be with you, Father.